Okay, let's unpack this a bit. Imagine you're trying to work with multiple different AI models, right? Maybe one for like creative writing, another one for data analysis, and maybe even another one for coding help.
Yeah, that's pretty common now.
Exactly. And each one has its own rules, its own setup process. It can get messy really fast.
Oh, definitely.
So today we're diving into a tool that, well, it promises to simplify all of that. It's called LLM Gateway.
And what's really fascinating here, I think, is how LLM Gateway tries to provide this unified solution.
Unified how?
Well, it's designed basically as a single API interface, so you can use it to route, manage, and importantly, analyze all your large language model requests, your LLM requests.
Across different providers.
Yes, exactly, across many different providers. Think of it like a control center for all your AI operations, really bringing some order to what can feel like total chaos sometimes.
Right. And here's where it gets really interesting, I think. LLM Gateway, which popped up on Product Hunt back in 2025, it positions itself as fully open source.
That's a big deal.
It is. And it comes packed with features meant to give you clarity and control. For instance, it's got this simple usage overview dashboard where you can track things like total requests, tokens used, cost estimates, even your organization's credits.
And this directly hits on a common pain point, doesn't it? Just trying to understand and manage the costs and the actual usage of all these different AI services.
Totally.
Because it adds up fast. And beyond just tracking, it offers incredible flexibility. You can bring your own keys, BYOK.
Okay, BYOK. Why is that such a big draw?
Well, it's huge for users who need to keep tight control over their API keys, maybe for security or compliance reasons. But you don't have to do that. You could use credits instead, or even go for a hybrid mode. It's really versatile.
And it supports quite a few models.
Oh, yeah. It's designed for over 11 providers and I think more than 60 different models. So
Yeah.
good coverage.
Right. Okay. So it's not just about centralizing access then. It also lets you configure caching based on what you need, which sounds like it could definitely help with efficiency, maybe speed things up.
It absolutely can help with efficiency and cost. Caching stores responses to common requests so you don't hit the paid API every single time. Plus, for really digging into performance, there are activity stats and advanced activity features.
What do those show you?
Pretty much everything from, each model's usage and the cost estimates per provider down to really detailed overviews of the prompts you used, which models responded, response metrics, how long it took, all that granular stuff.
Wow.
And for maximum control, you can even self-host it. You just check out their documentation for the details on setting that up yourself.
That sounds great, but this does raise an important question, especially with that BYOK feature you mentioned, the bring your own keys. There was a security point there, wasn't there?
Yes, that's right. It's an important caveat. While the flexibility is great, the makers, Ismail Galoo and Luca Steeb, they noted, at least at the time of launch, that the keys were stored in plain text.
Plain text, so not encrypted.
Not initially, no. They did mention looking into adding an encryption wrapper, in the future, and that applies whether you use the cloud version or self-host it.
Okay.
So it's definitely a crucial detail for anyone thinking about their security posture, something to be aware of and watch.
Absolutely, something to keep firmly in mind. But if we sort of connect this back to the bigger picture, the whole open source nature of it, that's still a pretty powerful aspect, right?
It really is, because being open source means you're largely free to use it however you need to. Now, they might restrict someone from just like directly reselling LLM Gateway itself by charging users for it.
Sure, that makes sense.
But using the gateway as an end user for your own projects or company, they've committed to keeping that free and open source. And that's a strong commitment in this space. It gives you control.
So, wrapping this up, what does this all really mean for you, the listener? LLM Gateway looks like a really compelling way to simplify and manage this increasingly complex world of AI models, giving you more transparency, more control over your usage, your costs. It seems like a significant step towards making advanced AI feel more accessible and, well, manageable.
Indeed. And as we see more tools like this emerging, it does make you wonder how might this growing emphasis on open source solutions, on giving users real control, especially around their data and security, how might that shape the broader adoption and maybe even the ethical development of AI technologies in the years ahead?
That's a great question.
Yeah, it's definitely something worth mulling over.